see.
And that usually I always thought the cornbread was better if you didn't sift it, because it had all that rougher husks in it.
Suppose you boil cornmeal with
mush.
Water.
Oh yes, we had mush often.
And if you have the white meal that's made from corn without the, sometimes fix it for breakfast. Country ham and red-eye gravy, what goes with that?
Corn.
It's a white. If you use grits here.
Oh yes, grits. We didn't have any, I don't remember, on the farm. But grits are good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the thing that you keep flowers in, can be in the house. You brought, I saw some roses out here. You cut the roses and brought them in. You keep them in a
vase.
Okay, and then would you?
That's the way we pronounced it.
Okay, and how about the things that you use at the table to eat with? Would you just name them?
Let's see.
Just ordinary names.
Knife and fork.
Mm-hmm. And a
case knife we had way back. We didn't know what a silver knife was.
So would you explain case knife?
It would have a wooden handle, and then it would ordinarily, I think it was sharper than a silver knife. Or other kinds that they have, you know. And then we'd have a fork. Our forks had wooden handles too.
Mm-hmm.
They matched the knives. And spoons, we'd have teaspoons and tablespoons.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have a spoon stand. We'd put our teaspoons in it. And ordinarily, people put the spoons down with the other, the knife and fork. But in that way, if you didn't use a spoon, you wouldn't have one to wash.
I see. What's that you have out in the in your cabinet? The whole
spoon holder.
Spoon holder. That's made of. That spoon holder is made of
glass.
Uh-huh. Right.
And the that one happens to be the thumb pattern. You put your finger in the thumb. You know, your thumb in there. It just fits. And the salt cellar, we didn't ever have them. I can remember it was years that I never did see a salt shaker, because the our salt, I guess, it was, we'd buy a big sack of salt, like a big brand sack, and we'd put the salt in the smoke hat, excuse me, and then whenever we salted our meat, we'd have it there, and we had a jar, crock jar, that we would get our salt out of that big sack and take it in the house. And then for the table, we had a little glass dish called a salt cellar. And then we'd have to put our fingers in and get the salt and sprinkle it over our food. And it was, we couldn't have used it, I'm sure, in a salt shaker.
Too hard.
Too rough.
Too rough.
Uh-huh.
I see.